That was the follow-up procedure of how to do an effective follow-up. The key is how to transition your prospect from brilliant compensation to your company's product or service. All of this section was assuming that your prospect did everything they agreed to do in the close to action step. Now let's go through a couple of scenarios that you will probably experience doing follow-up calls, where the prospect didn't do what they said they would do. The first one is the most common, and that is, what if your prospect didn't watch the movie? There are three main reasons people don't watch the movie. One is some kind of technical problem. Primarily, I'm talking about the online movie. Two is that some time element occurred which prevented your prospect from watching it. Third reason someone would not have watched the movie is because something changed in their mind between the time you talked to them and the time you're following up. Let's go through each of these. Technical difficulty watching the online movie. When your prospect tells you it didn't work, get the prospect to try it again. Ask exactly what happens when clicking the link. If the movie and audio still doesn't work, tell the prospect to click on the link at the top of the screen that reads Problems Viewing Movie. Have them fill out the form and instructions will be sent to them. Then reclose them to action. Most of the time, the technical problem is either they don't have the software to play the movie or they have a firewall that prevents it from playing. It is not advisable for you to try to troubleshoot the problem. If you end up suggesting something that causes something weird to happen with their computer, it will reflect poorly on you. Brun Exchange, the company who handles tech support, is very adept at handling these issues. And the second reason prospects don't watch the movie is that some time element occurred. They got home late, the link was on their work computer so they didn't have it at home, they left the video in the car, the kids have the VCR in their room and they're asleep now, things like that. With these types of situations, investigate what happened, help them solve it if it requires your help, and then reclose to action. It's very important not to show any irritation or upset here. Whether it's that you're surprised, or you feel bad, or you're disappointed, this is unprofessional. Just say, "Oh, I see. So it shouldn't be a problem tonight, right?" Then reclose to action and set another follow-up time. Here's an example. "Hi, Bob. Tim Sales calling." "Hi, Tim. Did you watch the online movie?" "Actually, Tim, I didn't get to it." "Hey, I understand. Will you be able to watch it today?" "Yeah, probably so." "Good. Should I call you back later tonight, or do you want to wait until tomorrow?" "Let's make it tomorrow because I'm going to take the kids to the movies tonight." "Oh, great. What movie are you going to see?" "Blah, blah." "Oh, fun. Well, enjoy both movies then. How does 8:30 p.m. work for you tomorrow?" "That'll work great." "All right, I'll call you at 8:30 p.m. tomorrow evening on this same number." "Sounds good. Goodbye." And the third reason someone doesn't watch the movie is something changed between the time you closed them to action and now. They could have just had a thought that caused them to decide to not watch the movie. The way that thought shows itself to you is they might seem negative or disinterested. Here's an example. Let's say you've talked to your friend Cindy. She's been working at the same place for 10 years. She's not happy with the money and knows she'll never make her dreams come true working there, but she likes her coworkers. She talks with you on the invite call and gets excited about the possibilities of making some of her dreams come true. When she got off the phone with you, she went straight in and took a shower. While showering, she ponders that if she no longer worked at her job, she would miss her friends there. That's all it was, just a quick thought. Doesn't mean being around her friends is senior to her dreams. It was just that simple thought. That would be enough to not watch the movie and just sort of lose interest. Your prospect could have just had a simple thought about that he has a lot to get done and asks himself the question, "Do I really have time?" Your prospect could have walked in and mentioned something about your invite call to his spouse, and she commented negatively. My point is that it could be anything. When you're talking to your prospect, I don't think it's worth digging into unless something is actually said. Have you ever been asked what's wrong by someone over and over and over? Pretty soon, something is wrong. What I recommend you do is just continue with your follow-up procedure unless something comes up. If it does, handle any questions or objection, restore their needs, wants, and then reclose them to action. What does restore their needs, want mean? In my description of what commonly occurs with prospects, they focus on things that will stop them from getting what they want instead of focusing on things that will. So the way you restore their needs, wants, is to get them talking about this thing they want. By them talking about it, they take their mind off the bug and onto the thing they want. Let's say a person wants to play more golf. The way I would restore their need want would be to talk to them about golf. So what is it about golf you enjoy so much? When did you start playing golf? When did you know you were hooked? What's the best game you've ever shot? What was it that caused you to do so well that particular game? How frequently had you been practicing prior to that best game? Now, as you talk about this, they take their focus off the bug, which is stopping them, and put it on golf, which is what they want. Here's another example. This time, let's say it's money. John, when we spoke before, you told me that you wanted to make money so you could pay down your debts. What would you do then? How would you make decisions differently? What have you learned by being in debt that you'd want someone else to know? So if you had an extra $1,000 at the end of the month, after all your bills are paid, what would you do with it? John says, I'd take my parents on a cruise. Really? Would you go with them or would you send them by themselves? Where would you go? How would you tell them about it? Would you send them their itinerary in a wrapped box? Would you call and tell them? What would you do? After 2, 3, or 4 questions, you will hear their voice begin to shift from being negative, disinterested, distant, to being slightly interested, then excited about it. That's when you close them to action again. If you really want to do this right, do something towards their goal, such as get the price for the cruise and a brochure on the islands or area the prospect said he wanted to take his parents to. Work your compensation plan backwards from the cost of the cruise, and when you do your follow-up call, tell him what you figured out for him. Tell him you figured out exactly how to take his parents on the cruise 90 days from today, 6 months, or 1 year, depending upon how aggressively he wants to work. This is the extra step that wins big, not just monetarily, but you will have the greatest feeling in the world when you send flowers to their cabin congratulating their achievement. You did that. That prospect couldn't have done that without you, or they already would have. So that's what you do when you restore someone's needs wants. Again, you do that when you follow up with them and they didn't watch the movie due to some lackadaisical excuse, like watching a TV show, or they say something like, you know, I'm pretty much happy where I am. You know, I got a good job, and besides, my wife doesn't think I have any time to do anything else. Or they say something like, I just didn't get around to it. Everything this prospect is saying is only because he went back to focusing on the bug on his windshield instead of that thing he wants on the other side of the windshield. You restore that thing he wants, which simply means get him focused back on it, and it becomes a little closer to him, not so far away, and then you get him to agree to look at the video again. Close to action, and then follow up with him again.
Professional Inviter recordings and transcripts are copyright 2004 by Up Statistics Corporation. Any unauthorized translation, duplication, importation, or distribution is a violation of applicable laws and will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.